Hey everyone, many of you are aware that because I debunk so many different forms of anti-science propaganda, I receive an excessive amount of negative attention from trolls of all varieties. Some of these trolls are angry about a specific thing, while some of them just become generally obsessed with me and construct shrines in their mom's basement to perform ritualistic voodoo magic on a Professor Dave effigy. It's weird as hell, so let's talk about it. To be clear, I am aware that attracting attention on the internet will always come with a downside. It doesn't matter what you do. Whether you're a beautiful woman who chooses to post sexy content, or a sketch comic, or a political commentator, or a science communicator, trolling is the one thing you can absolutely count on. The internet is a disgusting vitriolic cesspool that is trying to eat you alive every second of every day until you shut up and hide from the world. Given the size of my channel, the volume of debunking content I make, the view counts I regularly achieve, and the size of the targets I choose, it's actually surprising how little harassment I receive. The absolutely constant trolling in my comments sections is annoying, but once you get used to it and figure out how to exploit it, as I've explained in other content, it's just not that big a deal. It's about as annoying as a paper cut or a mosquito. The occasional threats by email and text are off-putting, but they are relatively few and far between and rarely credible. But once in a while, there is a troll so creepy and so persistent that it is genuinely concerning. When there is an obsession of this magnitude, combined with very clear mental instability, it can easily lead one to a dark place, especially when you have small kids. Many of you will already know who I'm talking about. It's this guy. I've used his bizarre threatening rants about me as lead-ins for Incogni ad reads before. Exploit trolls, remember? If you haven't seen those integrations, let me just give you a quick taste of what we're dealing with.
Your cult. Your fucking scientism cult, bitch. I'll fucking kill you.
Handsome fella, huh? Anyway, he has a channel called Dioplatonus Ambitheus Carson P. Lee, and his name does appear to be Carson Lee, since he emails me from time to time as well, or he did before I blocked him. My inbox is full enough already. Astral Cuck seems to be his insult of choice, while he projects his insanity onto me. I appreciate when a little whimsy is injected into your run-of-the-mill incel behavior. Anyway, back on his channel, his primary output is endless shorts, which are just him ranting into his phone, usually about me but not always, which he posts rapid-fire in a manic state. He usually gets less than 10 views, sometimes even 1 or 0 views, which means he either watched it once himself or didn't even bother. He's having meltdowns about me into the void, and I only became aware of this because he always tags me. He also has longer content where he rambles about various rituals and other pseudo-philosophical topics, and even outlines his own religion. You know what they say, anyone with enough charisma can start a cult, and this guy is oozing with charisma. In this video, we're going to examine Carson's content. Be forewarned, this is not a debunk. There is nothing coherent to debunk here. This guy makes Terrence Howard sound like a scholar. In fact, this video will have essentially no educational value unless you compare it to something like a trip to the zoo. If you watch this from a psychological and sociological standpoint, you might get something out of it. But don't come at this thinking you're going to learn a bunch of science like when I debunk actual charlatans. I should also say something before we get going. I'm going to be perfectly candid here. I struggled with whether or not I should make this video. Some of you will probably conclude that this video is in poor taste. And you might be right. I get it. I'm putting a spotlight on a mentally ill person, and I'm profiting off of it. But on the other hand, I'm a person too. This is a thing that's happening to me, and it's bizarre. I have a stalker who is constantly harassing me and even making bizarre physical threats on a semi-regular basis. Is it outrageous for me to share with you a thing that's happening to me, especially a thing that makes me feel slightly unsafe? If the spotlight makes me feel a little safer, is it still wrong to do? Is there a point where harassment and threats become significant enough that publicizing those threats and the person they're coming from is one approach towards enhancing my own safety? Or is that outweighed by the negative impact this could have on a mentally ill person? I don't really know. If you think I'm doing the wrong thing, you can yell at me in the comments and I won't fight back. Again, this video is fundamentally different from my typical debunking content, and I know that, but I'm too close to this shit to have an objective opinion about it. I'm just not sure that I must accept solitude in navigating stuff like this. My life is weird. I do my best to produce content that is beneficial to society, that educates people, and fights back against the maelstrom of lies and propaganda on the internet. And in return, I receive excessive praise and appreciation, as well as endless harassment, including occasional threats. This is part of my daily life. I don't think it's that weird to not want to be alone in this, so I'm telling you guys about it. That's all. If this doesn't interest you, I won't be offended if you sit this one out, because again, there is very little that's educational in here. At best, this will resemble a case study in human psychology. But it is really funny, too. Like, really, really fucking funny. Like, nobody could write this shit kind of funny. So if you're ready to do some gawking, let's get started right after a quick word from today's sponsor, you guessed it, Incogni. Being on the internet sure has its downsides. Stalker trolls like the subject of this video, angry cults with a penchant for doxing and harassment putting me in their crosshairs, it's enough to make anyone nervous, especially with kids in the house. There's no invincibility code in life, but I can still take steps to hide my information from those who might harm me. That's why I use Incogni. Incogni scours the internet for data brokers who collect and trade your personal information without you knowing. Finding them all and demanding your privacy would take forever, if they even comply, so why not let the professionals do it for you? Go to incogni.com/ProfessorDave and use code ProfessorDave to get an exclusive offer of 60% off. Incogni will find every last one of these data brokers and make sure that all your information, from your name, address, and phone number to social security number, medical data, and even shopping habits, remain completely private. The best part is that this activity is constant, so you can rest easy knowing that any new breaches that crop up will be dealt with swiftly and efficiently. And you can keep track of all this progress in your own personalized dashboard, which tells you the number of hits and how many they've been able to remove. Be sure to also check out Incogni's new custom removal feature under the Unlimited and Family Unlimited plans. This allows you to submit an unlimited number of specific links for immediate removal, for a level of protection beyond the standard plan. Keep stalkers away, stop employers from accessing your information without consent, you name it. So don't wait another minute. Go to incogni.com/ProfessorDave and use code ProfessorDave for a whopping 60% off. Incogni helps wipe yourself from the internet completely. They can't harm you if they can't find you. Click on the link below to claim your 60% off and get your personal data off the market. Okay, with that out of the way, let's see if we can find a suitable spot to jump into this saga. He started obsessing over me in February of this year, so let's check out one of his earliest shorts just a month before that. Here he is in January, sharing a bit about himself.
I am the savior of the world, and it's undoing.
I'm burning you?
Everything you hold dear, and everything you'll ever know. To the ground and building it up better in my image, in my vision.
And
I own you. You're my slave.
You hear that?
Oh, cool. A messiah complex. How innovative. Well, burning everything to the ground doesn't really seem like a constructive mission statement. Building it up better sounds a little rosier, but then he capped it off with, in my image. So we're back to sounding catastrophic. And he owns me, or us, or whoever he's talking to here, and we can't know who since it cuts off right before he addresses his alleged slave or slaves. By the way, this one is called I am clothed with the body of flesh. I am one with the eternal and omnipotent God. Amazing. Okay, now let's check out his first short about me. This is February 22nd, and it's called Professor Dave Explains is the Anti-Intellectual Cult Leader. That's literally the polar opposite of reality, but let's hear him out. Maybe he's devised a convincing thesis.
So, Professor Dave Explains is an the anti-intellectual cult leader who is a massive fucking hypocrite. He's just an idiot. He's a fucking complete idiot. What else? He's terrible.
Man, get this guy an op-ed column in the New York Times. What a wordsmith. I guess someone doesn't know how to think of what he wants to say before pressing record. What do you suppose I've debunked that's got him so upset? Is he a flat earther? A creationist? An anti-vaxxer? A pseudo-archaeology cult member? Maybe we will be able to piece it together as we move along. Anyway, some of you will recall that I used this little clip in my Professor Dave is a Stupid Toxic Jerkface video, which put a spotlight on my trolls. He had tagged me, I found it absolutely hilarious, so I used it as an example of the intellectual caliber of my haters. He didn't take too kindly to that.
Hey Dave, since you want to make terroristic threats, my address is in Washington Avenue, Port Bolivar, Texas, 77650. Come follow through on your terroristic threat, or go to jail, which you probably should already if you believe in the rule of law and, the justice system.
No, I didn't just dox this guy. He publicly shared an address out of his own accord, which may or may not be his home address. I have no idea where he lives, I don't care, and I'm not even remotely suggesting that anybody do anything with that information. But more importantly, what are these terroristic threats?
You know, I might just press charges for you saying that you should, push people around and beat them up and assault them. Specifically in a video referencing me right off the bat and stealing my content.
I definitely didn't say I was going to beat anyone up. I've talked about bullying the bullies online, like in this interview with Katie Morton, and I quite clearly explained how that meant pushing back on toxic anti-science propaganda with aggressive language in videos that expose fraudulence. Definitely no assault in there, and I don't think I said anything like that in this video, nor did I steal any content. He clearly doesn't know how YouTube works.
Yeah, you are shitting yourself right now, aren't you? Because you know you broke the law.
I'm shitting myself laughing, perhaps, but no laws were broken, that's for sure. Anyway, this explosive session yielded quite a few angry tantrums, so let's watch them all.
Poetry, music, rhythm, chord, chorus, all of these things, all of these vibrations are much more real than objective reality. Because guess what? They make people feel shit. That's more real to them than anything that comes out of a scientific paper. Okay, Dave? Okay, Dave? You hear that? Or do you think that those feelings and those thoughts and that subjective experience isn't real?
Ah, yes, the infamous vibrations. Music and vibrations are more real than reality because they make people feel things. We are entering some quantum mysticism territory. Well, I know quite a bit about music, champ, and there are plenty of scientific papers studying music, its effect on human psychology, and all kinds of other stuff. And I certainly would never suggest that thinking isn't real, although I'm not detecting much of that from you.
Dave, I can find quotes from you that are anti-theist in nature. So when you say that you're not anti-theist, you're just flat out fucking lying about your own fucking narratives. You have bullshit narratives that conflict, that are not coherent. You're not coherent. Your entire fucking worldview is bullshit. You're a liar, just flat out. You lie intentionally to dissuade and mislead and disinform your entire audience, your cult, your fucking scientism cult.
Ah, I suppose we have landed on creationist. That's why he's so upset about my content. Well, I'm not an anti-theist, and I am constantly going out of my way to defend deism as a position that does not specifically contradict science, and which I do not share, although it does not bother me. So he's a little confused. But of course, much like earlier rants, these claims about how dumb and incoherent I am don't really land without any examples. And I don't see any examples of any lies either. But I lead a scientism cult because he says so. A tale as old as time.
What else? I'm not going to because I don't care about you that much. Genuinely speaking, I just find you really fucking stupid. And I think all of your audience is extremely fucking stupid too. and I want you to post this with actually citing me as the video copyright holder. Okay? Otherwise, I'm going to copyright claim you again. Okay, bitch?
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to share quite a lot of your content, and I don't know what copyright claim you're referring to since I've never gotten one from you, since you can't do that, since this is fair use, just like when I comment on content from any other creator in hundreds of other videos I've done.
Try me. Or better yet, come fucking follow through on your terroristic threat. Come beat me up. Beat me up. Bitch. I'll fucking kill you.
Now, Carson, I don't have any intention of beating anyone up in such an unprovoked manner, but you just made a very clear physical threat. Are you sure that's such a good idea? One could very easily use that as the centerpiece of a case for intent to harm another individual. Do you want to complement this with some super creepy videos where you just stare at your phone while disturbing music plays? Awesome. That's very reassuring. Okay, back to the initial series of rapid-fire rants.
Dave, I just want to clarify.
Oh, good. He's going to clarify. He's going to apologize for all the slander about lying and cult leading, and then tell us what he really meant.
You are a liar, a fraud, a cult leader, and you yourself don't believe anything you say.
Okay, well, that's just all the shit he said before, so I'm not sure what that was meant to clarify. Maybe he's got something else up his sleeve.
Okay. And neither do you not believe anything you say. You actually legitimately are convinced by me to be a pan-epistemic bivalent individual or a doxastic superposition supporter.
Oh, now that's much clearer. Thanks, buddy. I am a panepistemic bivalent individual or a doxastic superposition supporter. What could be clearer than that? I mean, those are words, and they probably go together somehow.
Because you realize it's the most logical position, first off. And I will prove this by saying this. Most of your videos are making a career out of being an anti-theist, and then denying that you're an anti-theist later in different videos.
None of my videos are about that. Even the creationism debunks, let alone all the other topics and frauds I debunk that have literally nothing to do with God. I wonder if he's actually seen my content. You'd think that someone this obsessed with me would have pressed play once or twice, but that doesn't seem to be the case here.
You're stupid. You're a midwit. And you feel like you're a genius, like you have a massive IQ, when you don't even have a degree, nor do you... That's the thing, I don't feel like degrees are really necessary in the modern day.
Right, I don't have a degree, even though I have two. But that's okay, because degrees don't matter. But I'm still stupid because I don't have a degree, even though I have two. Who's being incoherent here, champ?
Because you can make a lot more money just talking shit, really. Pointing at people's internal contradictions and the internal contradictions of reality itself and pry apart reality at the very essential subatomic level.
Well, I don't know about prying apart reality at the subatomic level. I'm pretty sure I explain how subatomic particles and atoms and molecules work, and really, really well. That's why students use my physics and chemistry tutorials to pass their classes. But you're right about one thing. I do make more money than any teacher, and most scientists, too. That's what happens when you're entrepreneurial and really good at something.
You don't exist. You're not real. You're welcome. Wake up.
I don't exist now. Yes, I should thank him for that revelation. Now I don't have to pay my mortgage. Is this some Matrix shit? I wonder if he's a flat earther too.
Subscribe to me if you want to join my watch and join and enjoy my getting lynched by the scientific community, the geniuses, the open-minded, the professors, you know, the know-it-alls. Speed run. Any percent. Hope you enjoy.
Sounds like we have a gamer here. No scientists are coming to lynch you, Chief. They're minding their own business doing science, or at least they were until Trump took all their funding away, and they don't know you or think about you. The only person who knows you is me, because you tag me every fucking day so that you show up in my mentions feed at all times. You're the one thinking about educated people day and night with a gigantic chip on your shoulder.
Dave, you don't believe anything you say. You also don't disbelieve anything you say, because you're convinced by me to be a doxastic superposition supporter or a pan-epistemic bivalent person. Because it's the logical position to take.
It's not that I doubt for even a second that this is a real thing. Those are really big words, and you're really smart, so it definitely has to be a thing. I'm smart like you, so I totally know what that is. But I do wish you would explain what it is at least once. You know, for the viewers at home.
The honest truth is that you are a midwit. Now, I don't think that degrees or professorships are necessarily important in the modern day, because it's much easier to do like you and just talk shit.
Yeah, we've been over this. You convince yourself that degrees and titles don't mean anything so that you can pretend you're smarter than actual smart people who have studied things their whole lives. But again, if you want to pretend I'm in your camp, which I'm not, since I'm educated, then it doesn't make sense to also denigrate me for it, even if it were true, since you'd actually be describing yourself. Use your noggin.
You know, like, be an anti-theist in the vast majority of your videos. And then, you know, pretend not to be in other videos and just act like you're always right, a fucking know-it-all. Like, genuinely, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't have a degree and you're just lying about your credentials.
Well, I'm not. But again, you just said nobody needs any degrees or credentials, so you really need to find a way to pick a lane here.
What else?
Buddy, you gotta jot down some bullet points or have some kind of an outline or game plan before you hit record. This is a lot of dead air. Just a friendly tip from a successful content creator.
You're not real. I'm not real. I don't really care. I mean, honestly, I do feel like there is probably the truth of realism and anti-realism is that there's probably some kind of compatibilist situation that's more true than either realism or anti-realism. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Totally. I do know what you're saying. I'm not real and you're not real, but also that's not quite right, so we probably are both real, or kind of real, or whatever is in between real and not real, which is obviously a super deep thing to say and not just pseudo-intellectual gibberish. Well done.
But you would never admit that. Because you're a dimwit. A midwit. Sorry. Smart enough to take tests and, study. Okay, you're not smart enough to study very good. You're actually much more, how would I put this? You're the kind of guy that's good at talking the talk, but not walking the walk.
Yes, I talk, but I don't walk, because I'm really good at studying and taking tests, which is how I got a degree, which would be walking in this analogy, but also I'm not good at walking, so he just contradicted himself, and also my degrees aren't real because he says so, hence the talking and not walking. Airtight. Okay, pink shirt day is over, and we're moving on to green shirt day.
Dave. You know, I expect you to be an idiot, an anti-intellectual, the anti-intellectual cult leader, But I did not expect you to outright come out and say establishment equals an intellectual in your new video. You're a fucking crackpot, buddy.
Uh-huh. Which video was that? You're going to have to cough up a link and a timestamp and a direct quote, because I definitely didn't say anything like that. If by establishment you mean academia, yes, academia contains many intellectuals, but they are not equivalent. There are dumb people in academia, but the average intellect among academics is certainly higher than the broad national average. Who cares, though? You're such a brilliant autodidact apocalyptic savior, remember?
And, you know, it's essentially one of those situations where you're just saying stuff out of your ass. And it can easily be characterized as Islamophobic, anti-Shia, anti-Iran propaganda. And I would not doubt that you're being paid by the State Department to do all this and to make the statements that you're making.
Islamophobic? Well, after being called a Jew-hating Nazi so many times, that is a nice change of pace. But yes, I'm totally being paid by the State Department, whichever department he could be referring to, even though I am constantly shitting all over the Trump administration.
Because, obviously, you very well could be. I mean, you do seem like the kind of person who would take that money. You know, you seem like the kind of person who has no moral backbone and is willing to stand with a genocide that you disagree with. Just because you think that America is so strong and OP and deserves to, rule the world. And that no one else should have any right or any capability to stand up to American hegemony.
We're really racking up a lot of evidence for him not ever having watched any of my content. You can call me a lot of things, but a supporter of Israel's genocide and America's belligerent imperialism is not one of them.
You know, the official narrative. The State Department line that you toe. Yeah. Keep coping, Dave. I'm going to keep responding to your content, your new video, and embarrassing you.
Yes, he's going to keep exposing me as a shill for the Trump administration's foreign policy. Whatever will I do without that sweet, sweet Trump money?
Hey, Dave, the U.S. economy 100% is a multi-generational Ponzi scheme. You just profit from it, so you don't care that it is. You like that. You enjoy that fact, and you profit from it. So you're going to perpetuate the fact that it's not, the idea that it's not, because it's not even a fact. It's complete bullshit that the U.S. economy is not a Ponzi scheme. It is. I mean, capitalism is a Ponzi scheme, in essence, and you're a capitalist, so of course you're going to defend it.
I have to say, being treated like one of the oligarchs I am constantly raging against is a bizarre experience. I've been called so many things so many times that when I get a brand new one, it's almost exhilarating. Which Ponzi scheme am I profiting from, I wonder? The one where I make YouTube videos alone in my house? I'm not sure if he knows what a Ponzi scheme is. I'm also constantly illustrating the devastating effects of predatory capitalism and promoting socialist ideas like social and economic equality, as well as universal healthcare, childcare, education, housing, and more. So we really are continuing to build a rock-solid case for him never having seen my content.
You're corrupt. You're an idiot. Or if not an idiot, you're a midwit. You're a war profiteer. You're immoral. You're lacking in backbone to directly address me instead of just going through a proxy.
War profiteer. You know me. If there's one thing I love to do, it's selling weapons to Israel. He's got me there. And I don't know what proxy he's referring to. I've completely ignored him until this video. No proxy necessary.
You know, because you're a lolcow. You're unserious. You're an establishment shill. You're captured by the Zionist state and their, bullshit. Their intelligence operation. You probably have some Epstein dirt on you, if we're being completely honest.
captured by the Zionist state. For the third time, yes, anyone who knows anything about me knows that I'm gung-ho for Israel. Holy shit, he might as well be claiming that I'm a flat earther. And yes, I'm totally all over the Epstein files, which primarily depict events that occurred when I was a teenager swimming laps and practicing piano in suburban Connecticut. Excellent call there as well. But it's fun being called a lolcow by the frontrunner for biggest lolcow on the entire internet.
Dave, you know, you're right about one thing. You don't know. You don't know. Maybe you should, analyze and meditate on the Aristotelian paradox of knowledge just a little bit. Have some humility, you know? For once in your life, instead of trying to act like a know-it-all. Admit you know nothing, in fact. And maybe I'll have some mercy on you. You know?
No, I know things, like how to pronounce Aristotelian. But please have mercy on me, oh wise one. Please don't keep making videos saying absolutely nothing of substance.
Dave, you know, I think this really boils down to young blood versus gerontocracy. Because you're older, you think you're more qualified. Because you support people that are ancient, you think you're more qualified, more legitimate. You're not. You're fucking not. You're an old fucking fart. You're an old piece of shit. Nobody gives a fuck about your fucking opinion. So shut the fuck up and watch the videos. On stream, you pussy.
Sorry, is this guy younger than me? He looks 60. Which videos am I supposed to watch? Streaming where? Also, I'm an equal opportunity debunker. I debunk the young and old alike, so I'm not sure where any of this is coming from. He sure does sound angry, though.
Hey, Dave. Trump is old and ancient. I don't think he cares about Israel funding his operations and his business. At all. At all. I think he cares more about his children having, you know, funds and all that, and his legacy being kept alive over multiple centuries, maybe even to the rest of time, to the end of humanity. Maybe even into the stars.
Yes, Trump is very concerned with his legacy among the stars. He talks about space colonization all the time. Everybody knows that. But it sure would be nice to know what the fuck you're even referencing here.
You, on the other hand, I do think you are a shill. Someone that really, really likes money. Money, honey. And that's probably why you're opposing Israel and why you're taking that side and your side in general that you're taking.
Well, yes, much like literally everyone in the world, I do like money.
I like money, though.
But more importantly, didn't you say before that I was captured by the Zionist state? Now I'm opposing Israel? Which, of course, I certainly am, so you must have finally watched 10 seconds of one of my videos. But you think that opposing Israel is where the money is? You think calling out genocide is a moneymaker, do ya? That's funny, I thought it was the defense contractors and weapons manufacturers who were cashing in on that one, as well as all the highly paid influencers who dispense the Hasbro narratives. I'm just a guy making YouTube videos, and the one I just made about Israel wasn't even monetized, because YouTube doesn't like it when you depict the victims of genocide, which I won't show in this one, because one demonetized video is all I can afford right now. I wish other people standing up for Palestine would let me know where to get all that sweet anti-Israel cash, because I'm just not seeing it.
Why you're so anti-Trump? Why you can't imagine Trump as a controlled opposition for someone like me?
Trump is controlled opposition for this guy. The powers that be are trying to keep Carson down because they know what a brilliant messiah he is, so they sent in Trump to act like a buffoon because controlled opposition something something.
And honestly, you're controlled opposition in all actuality to me, too. So, you're just a liberal. You're liberal controlled opposition.
I'm pretty sure that controlled opposition is another phrase like ad hominem, where every single person who actually uses it has no idea what it means.
What else?
Just funny. It's really funny.
Hope you're having a great day, Dave. Hope you're watching these videos and crying yourself to orgasm. You know the.
Yeah, it just cuts off that way. But I have been laughing watching these. No orgasm so far, though. Luckily, I don't have a fetish for weirdo trolls.
Dave, be honest. The reason why Donald Trump is fighting Iran for Israel is not because of the fact that he, you know, wants to get rich, like you say. He's already rich, and all of that shit's made up anyways. It's just a entirely arbitrary, fictional, sociopolitical sort of corruption thing. There are no rich people in reality, and everybody's rich in reality. We don't know why they're actually doing it. To avoid anarchy. To avoid a revolution of the masses.
Yeah, billionaires have enough money, and they don't want more money. They want to only have the exact amount of money that they have. Billionaires hate making money. They're totally not deranged sociopaths that will sacrifice anything and anyone to continue accumulating wealth. Whoever would suggest such a thing? But also, money isn't real. Nothing is real. It's all a corruption thing. You can buy groceries with a song and some Jedi mind tricks. Try it next time you're at the store.
Dave, you seriously expect Jang to sit there and explain to a YouTube, to a video camera for like an hour about a fucking, you know, like 25-page long equation that would be a theory of everything in scientific terms and physics terms? You're a bigger idiot than I thought. You're a much bigger idiot than I thought. No one gives a crap about a fucking long-ass, drawn-out, nerdy fucking theory of everything. No one cares.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody is a fan of Professor Zhang, and he didn't like it when I showed everyone that Zhang is a complete moron who pretends to understand science. Who cares about 25-page equations which aren't a thing? Science is for nerds, not frauds who pretend to understand science. They're cool. People who actually understand science are lame. Nobody cares about science, not even the kind that allows me to shriek into my phone and share my delusions with the entire world instantaneously.
I mean, maybe they should, because I would actually, you know, make a very serious scientific advancement, and it would make people have better lives, and it would create more technology, and it would be very important. But how do we know that for sure?
Well, that turned on a dime. Now science is good because it creates new technology and improves the quality of life for everyone. Finally, we are in agreement.
You know? How do we know it's just not just people like you? Into your own mouth, sucking your own dick. How do we know that's not exactly what's going on there?
That's true. How do we know that theoretical physicists are actually doing physics and not just filleting themselves until they ejaculate into their own mouths? That question is almost as good as your miming skills, my friend. Perhaps you should take a trip down to the physics department of your local university, ask some questions, audit a class or two, and the moment they start sucking their own dicks, boom, they're caught.
So, not only am I poking the bear with Dave Farina, I'm lighting it in its whole den on fire. And, you know, it's a cuck bear. Why not? It's funny. It wants to see me fuck its bear wife.
I will never get over very obvious incels calling other men cucks, as though they think their forced celibacy will sting less if the men who have successfully found a partner are being cuckolded, which they pretend is worse than forced celibacy. It's a desperate attempt to manufacture a level lower than theirs on the totem pole, which it wouldn't be even if it were true, and it isn't. It's almost as hilarious as him thinking he has the ability to light my den on fire by making endless shorts that literally nobody watches where he just repeatedly soils himself.
Kill you.
But the higher-ups who peddle the propaganda hate me too. How long until Peter Thiel
Dave, you threatened me first. You said you were going to drag me through the mud, pants me on a playground. You said you were going to push me around, as well as all the other commenters.
My memory must be a little hazy. Where did I say anything like that?
I mean, I obviously struck a nerve. I obviously struck a nerve.
Yeah, I guess that's why I've been making dozens and dozens of shorts about you, week after week, month after month, like a deranged stalker. Oh no, wait, that's you.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. You chose this life. I'm sorry.
That's true, I did choose this life. And to be honest, I'm pretty surprised there's only been one of you so far.
How about you actually, like, go through my content and link my account instead of just stealing my content and, just being a fucking chud. Being a anti-theist grifter.
No problem, buddy. I'm going through a bunch of your content right now, and I showed everyone where they can find you. On YouTube, I mean. You told them where you live, presumably. That was weird. But not as weird as you calling me a chud, which refers to a far-right internet troll, after repeatedly whining about what a libtard I am. Very confusing. No, my debunking activity attracts a lot of hatred. Of course, there are thousands of angry trolls like...
Dave, I don't hate you. I love you. That's why I cuck you. And your dreams for you, Dave, on the astral plane. Okay? I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to shitting on Ethan Klein? No. You complete me, Dave. You complete me.
Well, that is reassuring. I mean, you did threaten to kill me earlier and rape my wife, so this is a refreshing change of attitude. But it does sound like you're comparing yourself to Heath Ledger's Joker, and that's a level of blasphemy that I can't support. And that wraps up the reptilian body systems. But we're not done with reptiles yet. We still...
Who does not know this shit? Genuinely. Like, this is stuff that I've known since, like, elementary school.
Yes, this guy learned college-level biology information regarding reptilian body systems in elementary school, and he totally would ace a quiz about buccal oscillation, the vomeronasal organ, endocrine glands, ecdysis, and the lymphatic system. What a go-getter.
Dave Free and his content is increasingly designed to troll me and, like, you know, like... meme me, which I personally find to be a success, a victory.
No, my content has literally nothing to do with you until today. Today is the day your delusions finally get reinforced, I guess.
Dave, my buddy, my astral cuck. Why is your upload schedule all fucky recently? It's not like every day like usual. Am I getting in your fucking head yet?
This was posted on June 15th. The week prior, I posted 5 times, one video on each weekday, including 2 tutorials, a discussion, and 2 debunks, one of which was highly politically relevant. Still more evidence that this guy doesn't actually have any idea what I do on my channel, even though I'm living in his head rent-free. Astral Cuck is pretty fun, though. I'll give him 1 point for that.
I want to share an idea that is funny. I want one day... Professor Dave to make a video compilation where he reacts to my video specifically, and he has an awakening mid-video where he's like, you know, I've been wrong. I am proselytizing atheism and science as a non-provisional truth rather than what it is, a provisional truth. We don't really know how it all pieces together. To pretend that we do is inherently epistemically lacking humility. And inhumane on some level when you develop aggression. I'm not one to speak on that, but what I will say is I've learned a lot from my mistakes, and I develop as a person every day. You know, and I think everyone else does too. So, it's, you know, we're all alone in this together.
Well, I'm glad I've got your formal permission to react to all your rants, which I didn't need in the first place, but understanding science isn't proselytizing, nor is it inhumane to fight back against anti-science propaganda that kills people. Sorry. Sounds like you've still got a lot of personal development ahead of you. Good luck with that.
Yo, it's really funny that Dave has to, like, make a bunch of burners and get his fans to make his fans... to make a bunch of burners to make comments that respond to me, calling him out and, like, talking my shit. It's one of those things. People in my audience, they do exist, first off. They're more dedicated to me than they are Dave on a level that is intellectual, emotional, and physical. That also improves them in those ways as well. They, as if they don't need much more improvement at all anyways. It's kind of giga chads. Yeah, I mean, it's a funny situation.
The funniest part of this is that he is pretending that absolutely fucking anybody watches his content. They don't. But it's also funny that he pretends to be active in my comments. I've never seen him anywhere in there. If he has been in there and I missed it, other smart people very clearly dunked on whatever dumb shit he said, and his coping mechanism is to pretend that they're bots or sock accounts, which wouldn't make things any better for him anyway. Also, let's toss on a shirt there, okay, buddy? A little decorum goes a long way.
Shit's about to get real fucking crazy. Hold on tight.
Well, that's a little vague and alarming. This was almost a month ago, so maybe he wasn't talking about murdering me.
Like, I reported you to the FBI because I knew it would waste their fucking time. Dave. I mean, like, genuinely, why would you Fed post like that, buddy? Like, I want to just point, laugh, and say Fed into the camera.
Dave! Ha ha!
Fed! Fed! Fucking Fed! I'm fun being investigated, you fucking idiot! You fucking idiot! The funny thing is, you're probably the kind of person that was trying to form, like, some kind of technocratic vanguard.
You got me. I'm a Fed. I work for the government I am constantly shitting on. And a technocratic vanguard. That sounds sexy. You know me. I love techno-fascism, the other thing I am constantly shitting on.
Called The Book, The Ultimate Guide to Rebuilding Civilization. We're
going to make a more explanatory video that goes into the details behind why this is a sellout status capitalist move from him. That's pseudo-revolution. That exposes his pseudo-revolutionary multimillionaire character. He is paywalling prosperity in the event of a crisis behind giving him $5 through commission of buying this book. He is weaponizing the anxieties and the general collective consciousness at this moment to make a profit. He's going against his values inherently, intrinsically.
Aw, shucks. I thought we were making some progress. While I'm flattered that he thinks I'm a multimillionaire, I'm doing pretty well, but millions of dollars I do not have. But he also seems to think that I made this book and set the price for it, rather than what's obviously happening, that I did an ad for this book I have nothing to do with, and which doesn't really actually help anyone rebuild civilization. It's a fucking nerdy coffee table book with cool pictures. All set, champ? It's the perfect coffee table book. You can pick it up, learn about something for 10 minutes, then put it back down.
And I quote, I'm not paraphrasing at all. Buy my thing so that you can leave it on a table and forget about it, and I can have your money. It's really important that I have your money and that you have this useless book filled with public information that you can easily find yourself for free and have better information online at that. Yeah, that's the end of the quote. I mean, there's nothing else to say. This is the kind of insanity that arises from the world, from the worldview, from the reality of Dave Farina, my astral cut.
Okay, so he was absolutely furious that I arrogantly place critical information behind a paywall that humanity will need to rebuild civilization after the apocalypse, even though it's not my book and books are things that people buy, but also it's a stupid, pointless book filled with public information that anyone can easily find on the internet. Got it. Band cosmology is undeniably corroborated, undeniably consistent beyond reasonable.
This is patently false. Nothing is undeniably corroborated or proven beyond a reasonable doubt, Dave. You're just like Dogma Dave doing more dogma. Kat McCarson coming in and saying, fuck you, Dave. You're a stupid piece of shit. Love you, Dave. You're my best astral cuck.
No, things are corroborated beyond reasonable doubt all the time. That's literally how science works. And any trivial scientific fact is a demonstration of that. Like the fact that atoms exist. Chemistry is so successful and sophisticated that to doubt the existence of atoms is unreasonable. Big Bang cosmology also enjoys that level of corroboration due to three separate threads of evidence I mentioned in this video that you don't understand and can't refute and won't even bring yourself to mention. Your own willful ignorance doesn't transform well-substantiated empirical science into dogma. But why belabor the point when I've said it best before in my Formscapes debunk?
Science isn't dogma, you're just stupid.
Society and everybody's right to pursue happiness and freedom and things of that nature.
What a fucking phony piece of shit. This guy doesn't care about anything other than fucking money, dude. Literally, it's...
Yeah, all I care about is money, which is why I'm constantly fighting against the people who have all of it. Good call, sport. And everybody's right to pursue happiness and freedom and things of that nature. And
Dave, you are lying through your teeth and you have given zero reasons, negative reasons, many negative reasons not to believe you.
Oh yeah? Got any examples of these reasons? No, you don't, and that's the end of the video? Got it. Putting it down, and then I'll randomly do one, and it's just like a million views really quick.
Yeah, Dave definitely gets a million views. He definitely gets millions of views, yeah.
Yeah, the last major Flat Earth debunk I did was the Artemis one. It got a million views. It was really funny and people loved it. And in general, I average around 8 million views per month for the channel. I'm confused by the sarcasm, though. Am I a super rich multimillionaire who makes a fortune on YouTube? Or am I a pointless loser who can't get any views? This guy's really allergic to consistency. I'll keep doing it from time to time, but, I know, I'm doing much more important work in other areas.
Yet another lie. He is not doing anything nearly that important. He's just sucking his own dick, jerking off on camera.
Yeah, nothing important. Just exposing charlatans who peddle anti-science propaganda that kills people and keeping people informed regarding the fascist takeover of the federal government. Nowhere near as important as posting endless videos whining about a science communicator whose facts hurt your feelings or lip-syncing with dog shit timing.
I think people can't just like admit that, hey, maybe something isn't working up here and maybe
no you. I mean genuinely, no you.
Yes, a vague statement out of context, followed by no you. Nobody could be more of a meme than this guy if they tried. He unironically posted a video of him saying no you twice, thinking it was badass, and he named it no you, you ableist reality fascist narcopath. I would say you're far more mentally ill. He said more in the fucking title than he did in the video, and he's calling people narcopaths now, a colloquial combination of narcissist and sociopath, because we are talking to each other on a podcast rather than making physical threats and fantasizing about raping other people's wives. Astounding. By the way, he did like 30 shorts responding to this podcast episode alone, none of which say literally anything. I'm not exaggerating. I'm only showing you a couple highlights. You're right, it's not a debate. It's an educated person exposing a lying fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, narcopath. Dave, you overestimate your degree of education.
I'm not estimating my degree of education at all. I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. That's two. That's not a guess. I was there the whole time. By the way,
You underestimate the degree to which they are lying frauds.
That's funny. When I debunk lying frauds and repeatedly refer to them as lying frauds, that doesn't seem like an estimation either. Are you sure you know what the word estimate means?
Look, I agree on some level. I think a lot of them are facetious. I think they're lying through their teeth, like you are and like you do.
This is their actual child that he has with his actual wife.
Yet another video where you accuse me of being a liar but don't bother providing a single example? Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. Yeah. What else? Let me think. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. If Dave wants to, smack down frauds, then he should actually, you know, address the meat and potatoes of my content. Because obviously I'm the biggest fraud there is. Yeah.
You're not a fraud. You're a mentally ill person on the internet. And there isn't a single morsel of meat or potatoes in any of your content. We're just gawking at your lunacy. I feel slightly guilty about it, but not enough to dissuade me from doing it. I don't believe in evolution is like saying I don't believe in gravity. When flat earthers say I don't believe in...
Is it really? And if it is, my next question is, isn't that kind of obvious? Like, aren't you not contributing anything useful or entertaining or good to any conversations whatsoever?
Yes, it is exactly like that, and debunking science denial is both useful and entertaining. What are you doing with your life again, sport?
You're just making fucking money for yourself. That's all it is. It's just doing your job like a Nazi in the concentration camp.
Yes, anyone who does a job and earns money is exactly like a Nazi guard in a concentration camp. Good call.
I mean, it's one of those things. I would say that personally, I know gravity's a thing. I just don't support it. I just don't support gravity. Because I'm a soulist, an anarcho-anti-realist. I understand that this world is a fucking prison. And Dave is a warden. Or a guard.
That sounds like a blast, but gravity is going to keep graviting with or without your support. Sorry. And since knowledge is power and freedom, I'm a lot closer to the guy busting everyone out of jail rather than someone keeping them in there. Yeah. When that initial singularity occurred, it didn't come from nothing. Yeah. But nevertheless...
It literally fucking did. Dave, you imbecile. You narcopath. It came from nothing and will return to nothing, as everything does, as quantum foam does on the smallest Planck scales of the universe. You know, like, things appear from nothing and disappear into nothing. Dave, I think you're just afraid of dying. I think you're afraid of your own mortality and self-reflecting on it. And that's why you, as they do, deny the possibility of things appearing from nothing and going back into nothing. Eternally, infinitely. You know?
Yeah, I'm terrified of dying. I think it's going to suck a lot, and I'm not looking forward to it. But that doesn't really change the laws of physics or the fact that, no, things do not appear out of nothing and return to nothing. Not that we have observed in this universe. It's cute that you memorized the phrase quantum foam, but when quantum fluctuation happens and virtual particles form and annihilate, they do so from the quantum foam, not nothing. Non-nothing is always something. And cosmology says nothing about the initial singularity forming from nothing. If something did do that, our current physics is unable to describe it. But I do enjoy the performative outrage when science-illiterate toddlers pretend to be frustrated as though they are talking down to someone beneath their intellectual stature, when they're really just pausing to desperately reload their word salad generator. We don't know, and so I'm not sure. And honestly, it's okay to go, a god went like that, and...
Finally! Fucking finally! I made a dent in Dave! He's letting go of his staunch, absolutist, fucking anti-theism. Fuck yeah! Yeah! I win! Fuck yeah!
Right, a thing I've said practically verbatim on countless podcasts for several years about basic deism being unoffensive to me is somehow this weirdo influencing me because he likes how that makes him feel. Adorable.
You know, like you genuinely feel like you are superior to everyone because you're a YouTuber that makes science education videos. Fucking loser.
You might want to take care of that chip on your shoulder, buddy. I think people can see it from space. Now, these two morons are too dumb to understand anything I just said, but luckily their dumb challenge...
Dave, you're saying that because you're a narcopath. They do know all of that. You're just falling for their bait. You're just getting trolled. You're just falling for the life-wasting, time-wasting, space-wasting joke that you are. That they set a trap to expose you as.
Yeah, you know I make money doing this, right, moron? You think it's a waste of time to earn money? Am I a horrible person exploiting everyone to make money? Or am I a silly fool who got baited by fake flat earthers? Pick a lane. Also, no, these dipshits do not understand literally any science. They have no idea what the laws of thermodynamics say or anything else they were attempting to discuss. Neither do you.
Genuinely, Dave, who do you fucking think you are? Dude, go spend time with your fucking daughter. Stop uploading every single fucking day and wasting everyone's fucking time. You're falling off, dipshit. Go waste your time elsewhere.
I'm Dave. I make YouTube content, which is how I support my family. So again, it's very much not a waste of time. I don't have a daughter, by the way. That's a weird thing to fabricate. Fantasizing about raping her too? I know it's hard to see other people thriving, and I do apologize for that, but you don't have to invent an alternate reality where I'm falling off just because happy, successful people trigger you so much. This is very basic stuff you should be covering in therapy. Do you think maybe it's time for you to just stop watching my content? Or pretending to watch it, or whatever it is you do over there in your lonely little barn, workshop, dojo, masturbation layer thingy.
I'm rich because I'm smart, and I deserve it. I need all the money. Give me your money. Give me your money. I want your money. Ah, I'm so smart. Give me money. I want it. It's like, bro, you're mentally, like, you are a fucking insane person.
Said the guy who just did whatever the fuck that was.
Betty by Booze time again. Good night, honey.
Dave Farina and his wife with me in between them astrally every night. Yeah. You're welcome, Dave. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Now, Carson, that's not very nice. I know it pains you every day that you will never feel the touch of a woman, but that's no reason to lash out and call my wife a gorilla or whatever the fuck you're trying to do here. She's quite the vision in reality. Get some class. Also, if you're between me and my wife, are you supposed to be the fucking teddy bear? I'm confused.
So, hey, I just feel like saying this. Dave Farina, you are my slave. You are my spiritual thrall. I own you.
What a fun little fantasy for you. You know, for someone who whines about how immoral and money-obsessed I am, you sure know how to expose yourself by jumping straight to slavery. What would you have me do, Master?
With knowledge comes wisdom, and if everyone can get wise enough, we can mold the world as we see.
Oh my God.
Sure, you can cackle at my channel trailer like a lunatic.
Your textbook, and I'm giving you the Cliff's Notes version in easy-to-watch segments. And the
edutainment. You are contradicting yourself multiple times in this intro video, as well as through your other videos, Dave. Whether they're educational or debunking or whatever. I honestly, I'm I don't know. This is just funny. You're funny, Dave. You know, it's a great cult pitch, high control group pitch. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's a cult pitch to explain science to science students. But I think the most surprising thing here is that there is a live animal on the premises. I would not have expected him to be able to keep a cat alive. Perhaps he will be eating him shortly.
YouTuber Professor Dave...
I must cut through all the BS real quick. Dave Farina and this Veritas et Carita guy are defending criminals and covering up their crimes. For that the main crime being the stealing and trafficking of cultural artifacts from antiquity. And Dan was pointing that out, and they are shit-talking him for it.
Yeah, you know me. If there's one thing I'm known for, it's stealing and trafficking ancient artifacts, a thing which the pseudo-archaeology frauds I expose actually do. Holy shit, this guy's such an asshole. Where did Dan accuse me of stealing artifacts? Why would he do that?
You know, I didn't want to do this because it's kind of a shill. It's kind of a grifter thing. It's kind of annoying and gross to ask for money. But, yeah, I might as well because it is a religion. And, you know, if people want to donate money to a religion, that's their prerogative, you know? The Elysian Church, or Elysian Thelema, or Elysianism, is accepting donations at my Zelle, which I will attach at the end of this video, where you can screenshot it and then send it through Zelle.
Hey, look at that. The douchebag who is always whining about how Dave the cult leader only cares about money is begging for money to fund his literal cult that nobody cares about. Isn't that ironic? Anyway, speaking of cults, let's wrap up by taking a brief look at his various cult manifesto pieces. This is the longer form stuff I mentioned. Don't worry, we're not going to do too much. Just a few snippets since we're already here and it's super funny.
Hello, this is a video wherein I will be describing my new epistemic philosophy, or doxastic, framework, or logic.
Oh, cool. Remember all those weird words from earlier that probably definitely don't go together? Now we're going to learn about the, like, framework or whatever that explains all that stuff or some junk, complete with stock piano music for full effect.
Hello. Here's the script. Hello. I'm here to explain my new philosophy or philosophy of belief called panepistemic bivalence or doxastic superposition.
For an opening line to a groundbreaking thesis, it is one notch above, hello, my name is Kent Hovind. I'll give him that much, at least.
How it works as well as the natural implications that arise from it in regards to the larger psychiatric establishment and the political theological implications thereupon. Furthermore, I would like to elucidate the ontological, social, and epistemic values breakdown that arises from it, namely, non-toxic self-abandonment to combat societal polarization, an inability to be sorted effectively into political tribes, the ability to see opposers as spiritually controlled opposition, an all-encompassing loving disposition, even though oppression, disappointment, and establishes, even through oppression / disappointment and establishments / institutions.
I love when these types throw in all-encompassing loving disposition or something of the sort, despite being completely unhinged. Whether it's this guy threatening murder and rape, or some shithead like Chris Langan, who preaches about how we're all the same energy and should take care of each other, and then unironically denounces interracial marriage and promotes eugenics. But I will grant him the inability to be sorted into tribes part. He definitely seems tribeless.
So in essence, what doxastic superposition, panepistemic bivalence are, is the support of for all or no beliefs, even all and or no beliefs, even contradictory beliefs and non-belief, with a focus on validating all people and giving them power over their own reality, as well as democratizing power over consensus reality, which is largely coerced at the moment.
This is Billy Carson levels of being incapable of reading a thing he supposedly wrote himself. But yes, validating all people and giving them power over their own reality, spoken to Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, which Hitler's regime used in newsreels covering German military and air raids. You can't make this shit up.
This is a very all-encompassing subject that really reaches into the nature of oneself and getting to know oneself in the ancient or in the Western esoteric tradition, or merely being in the Eastern tradition. And it's continuing Crowley's work in trying to unify those into a post-Abrahamic east-west synchronizing on this sort of theological tradition with modern rituals and techniques, wherein I would say it strengthens and amplifies your thelemic magical practice and makes you a stronger ontological insurgent or psychic anti-terrorist. A better soulist in general.
Kinda just sounds like plain old existing. Most of us have that covered, especially the post-Abrahamic part. That shit happened a while ago. But yeah, ontological insurgent psychic anti-terrorist and junk. Fun stuff. How about this one? Debunking the cult of Dave. Rebuttal and takedown. Holy hell, couldn't he get AI to make something that looked even slightly like me? Why do I have glasses here? But that's right, I am a stupid toxic jerk face. This should be good.
Hello, I'm gonna go through some videos and, debunk the debunker. So I basically just had a conversation with Gemini. I may continue it even.
You mean you fed a bullshit prompt into AI to coax out something you could whine about? He wants to see me use an appeal to nature fallacy in a hateful, greedy for profit and superiority complex way. Real impartial outline there, champ. What does it come up with? Okay, so there was the James Tour debate, and it wants to tell you what the critics within the creationist or intelligent design communities have to say about it. In other words, the damage control narratives that the worthless propaganda peddlers I exposed were able to drum up to soften the blow of James looking like a complete asshat who shrieked like a toddler and played with chalk for no reason while I presented a mountain of science that exposed him as a lying fraud.
Mr. Farida!
I appealed to motive, which means that I explained how he's a fraud who lies for Jesus and a paycheck from Discovery Institute, the disgusting propaganda mill aligned with Christian theocrats who are enacting a hostile takeover of the federal government to demolish the separation of church and state. I mocked the audience reaction, which means I dunked on Tour's idiot church club who he bust in to stack the audience and heckle me, since they were just booing every time I presented science they don't understand to prove James wrong. And then this appeal to nature and a bunch of unintelligible gibberish that I definitely never said.
He's very, immature, cultish. He intentionally, is very territorial and violent. And that's why I said the thing as I said, was because he intentionally and actively made a terroristic threat to me and other people, himself. Very sickening stuff. He says he wants to make a better world, but he goes around threatening people. Just ridiculous.
Still waiting for evidence of these terroristic threats, champ. Did they sound anything like that time you said you want to kill me? You know, just for comparison.
Claims of not an anti-theist. The science's neutral defense. He often states that science does not say anything about God, and therefore he is not an anti-theist because he is only defending scientific integrity. Okay, yeah, sure, buddy.
Uh-oh, is this AI proving you wrong? You whine all the time about what a dirty anti-theist I am. AI tells you I say the precise opposite all the time, and your response is, okay, yeah, sure, buddy. Are you saying that to me or the AI?
Like I said before, Dave, I will call the police if you come to my house, and you will go to jail. And most likely, we'll be there too. We'll be there together, best buds. And then you'll be setting a great example for your children.
Yeah, you can rest easy, bud. There's nothing I can think of that I'm less likely to do in the entire world than spend time with you.
By aggressively mocking those who deviate from consensus science, he isn't just defending facts, he's enforcing a psychological cage. To a soulist, his sledgehammer is a tool of oppression used to beat people back into a rigid materialist worldview. Doing intellectual violence. Imaginative violence with a literal sledgehammer trying to bust people's heads open and cause people mental distress, psychological and psychiatric diagnosis. But the thing is that he's probably going to get a lot of that too, and he's probably had a lot of that too. He just doesn't have it public like I do because he's ashamed. he represses the fact that he has those things going on and he takes it out on his family.
Yes, Dave must be an insane person who abuses his family, so that I can feel better about who I am and what my life turned out to be. Seriously, get help, dude.
And in all honesty, if he's like that, he should probably seek treatment. You know what I'm saying? Like I am, and I have, and I am going to. Yeah.
You have, and you're going to? Not sure what this timeline looks like, but try to start tomorrow.
Like a little ego, little man. I'm going to look up how tall is he. How tall is Dave Farina? Oh, no public information on his height. No public information on his height. Let's see how tall he is. I don't give a fuck. Looks about... Yeah, he's a manlet. He's a manlet. That's why he's a cult leader.
I'm 5'9", a little on the short side, I suppose. But my lovely wife, who is about the same height, doesn't seem to mind. How tall are you and your wife?
He is fighting to maintain his own status within a hierarchical power structure of academia and media. And this is a nice little, graph to a pyramid. It's like a pyramid scheme that Dave is running. You know what I'm saying? You're all down here at the very bottom. All of his closest friends and his family are right below him, subordinate to him, like the Illuminati. You know, they got to keep those women in check, like the old Illuminati, not like the new Illuminati. We've come a lot further than people like Dave. Kind of sad. I feel bad for his wife.
No, my wife is not subordinate to me. We are equals, since egalitarianism is very important to us both. What's the power dynamic like between you and your wife? Hey, remember when you bragged about having imaginary slaves earlier? Do you dream about having a wife who's your slave? That's going to be a tough sell, champ.
You know, I've had people in my comments saying to me that I support the flat earth, which I feel like Dave probably in his Discord or something, or in one of his more closed communities, has said that about me just to scare people away from investigating my videos because he feels threatened by me. Very funny, honestly.
Holy delusions, Batman. Yeah, there's so much chatter in your comment sections. Let's check the one for this video. Yes, Carson, I'm very threatened by your ability to ramble incoherently and fail miserably at lip-syncing. I'm all over my secret club newsletter, warning everyone to stay away from your incredible groundbreaking content, which will inevitably evolve into a mighty cult that will replace my own, and then you'll finally get all the money and women you think you deserve. Is that about right? Let's see how he's coming along with building up the cult pitch.
Hello. This is a video wherein I'm going to be discussing why soulless anti-realism is the only cure for today's toxic political divide. Now, I would say claim your spiritual freedom and escape the chaos of 2026 and on and onward.
That's right. The political divide is greater than ever. But Carson has the solution, soulless anti-realism, which comes in both capsule and gummy form. Spiritual freedom and escape from chaos can be yours today for just 3 easy payments of $99.99.
Hello. I would like to apologize formally to Professor Dave Explains, the science educator grifter and anti-theist cult leader, for insinuating that he is a predator on his children and that he contains sea salmon in his computer and his hard drive. I'd just like to apologize, get that out of the way, get ahead of any legal proceedings he may want to be as a vexatious litigant. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was a bold choice to put a super loud song with talking in it over himself talking so that he's barely audible. Anyway, I remember the anti-theist cult leader thing and the heinous accusation of abusing my family. I don't remember the kiddie porn accusation, but that seems pretty on brand. Don't worry, Chief, I wasn't planning on suing you. This is more for my own protection, but I appreciate the apology anyway.
You know, it's one of those things. Dave is a reality fascist. If you're a normal person that just can't afford to go on dates, he'll say you're an incel. You deserve to have no pussy because I'm rich. I get to have a hot wife that totally doesn't get fucked by Carson Paul Lee, Dioplatonus, Ambitheus in my dreams. You know, that he gets to say that because he's a multimillionaire. A fake revolutionary that relies on slavery, genocide, apartheid, terrorism, war, whatever else. He's a reality fascist.
I hate to break it to you, champ. When I met my wife 15 years ago, I was broke as a joke. She liked me for me. And again, I'm not filthy rich today either. My net worth is well under $1 million. Time to find a better excuse. Maybe start by not lashing out at everyone who has things that you want and calling them fascist, terrorist, slave-owning, whatever the fuck you said, while fantasizing about raping their wives in your dreams. Women can sense that kind of hostility and emotional fragility, and it's a big turnoff.
Some people will believe that the moon landing is fake, and that there's nothing you can do about it. Some people will believe that the earth is flat. You can't do anything about it. And it's kind of pointless and annoying and mean in a lot of ways to intentionally put yourself out there and say, hey, you can't believe that. I'm going to talk shit on you. I'm going to fucking harass you until you decide to leave the internet. Until you decide, I'm going to forcibly excise you and forcibly, exile you from the internet. It's psycho. It's fucking psychopathic. Just fucking let people be who they are. Let them do what they want to do. You don't have to be a debunker about everything, about everyone. Yeah? What? Okay, Mom, bye.
Man, I hate when my mom tries to bring me pizza bites and accidentally ruins my video, too. Oh, wait, I haven't lived with my mother since I was a child. Anyway, Carson, I don't debunk everything and everyone. I debunk anti-science propaganda and the frauds who peddle it. When charlatans are profiting off of lies that kill people, I won't just leave them be. I will Batman that shit up and fucking destroy them, because that's what needs to be done. But beyond trying to shame me for standing up for justice, what you're claiming about the futility of my crusade is idiotic. People believe wrong things, and there absolutely is something I can do about it. I can make well-produced, compelling, fact-based content that demolishes the lies that people fall for and helps them deprogram from the frauds who brainwashed them. I'm really good at it, which is why me, Dave Farina, have indeed rescued many people, not just from pseudoscientific beliefs like flat earth or quantum mysticism, but well-funded, politically motivated anti-science propaganda pipelines like creationism, anti-vaccine propaganda, climate change denial, conservative podcast bro oligarchy apologetics, even Zionism. So many people have contacted me to thank me for helping them deprogram. There is an information war happening on the internet with the future of humanity hanging in the balance. The side of deception is currently winning, and I'm one of the fucking Spartan dudes in the movie 300 fighting against an army of Persian frauds, poisoning the public for political and financial gain. There's no ego associated with that depiction. It just is what it is. What I do matters. I know it, and I can't be gaslit into denying it by anyone, least of all you. Anyway, does this cult of yours have any rituals or what?
Hail, Ra, that goeth in the bark, into the caverns of the dark. There we go.
we go.
I staunch the blood and the wafer soaks it up. The high priest invokes. Got the job done.
Adonai Aaretz Ate Malku Degebura Degedula Leolam Amen. Adonai Agla.
Before me, Raphael. Behind me, Gabriel. My right hand, Mechiel. My left hand, Ariel. For about me, flames the pentagram. With me, stands the six-rayed star.
Okay, I think that's our cue to get the fuck out of here. This is giving me the creeps. Like somehow I shouldn't be watching this or something. Any last words of wisdom, Carson?
Abolish gravity. Amanitize the eschaton. Reality Delinda Est.
Yes, reality must be destroyed because the eschaton, which means the end of the world, and also abolish gravity, which is a totally normal thing to say. Between the blood rituals, the apocalyptic talk, and the sporadic concrete threats towards me, I'd be lying if I said I'm completely unconcerned. Why did I win this lottery? Why am I the one he's obsessed with? Do I resemble a gym teacher he had who picked on him in middle school or something? There are other debunkers out there, after all. I suppose there's no point in trying to make sense of any of this, since there's no sense to be had. Basic logic doesn't apply when dealing with mental instability of this nature. I guess all I can say is that if I die suddenly, maybe consider the possibility that it was this guy, or maybe assume that Israel did it and pinned it on him. I don't know. I don't know what to say, I don't know what to think, and I definitely don't know how to end this video, so let's just wrap it up. So that's it for whatever the fuck this was. Should I have done this or not? Am I safer now or less safe? Are you laughing? Are you concerned? If the latter, for him or for me, maybe a little of both? Perhaps it's not worth dwelling on. Into the archive this goes, and it's back to tackling anti-science propaganda for me. Until next time.